How can I know God is real?
What does the Bible say about politics?
Why does a good God allow suffering?
If you have questions about faith, life or culture, don't be afraid to ask. This is Ask with David Dean.
G'day everyone, Dave Dean here. And our question for the week is, why do people do bad things? If you were to type this question into Google, you'd likely get a whole bunch of different responses. Why do people do bad things? Because they hurt, they fear, they're insecure, they feel shame. Now, no doubt mental states like this have something to do with why people do bad things, but there's more to it than that. After all, why do we hurt? Why do we fear? Why do we feel shame? To these why questions, the Christian story says people do bad things out there because there's bad in here. At the root of all bad things is something wrong on the inside of every human being, not just issues of our psyche, but the language of the Bible is the human heart, which represents the entirety of our being, conscious or otherwise. The Bible says that in the beginning, God created a world full of meaning, but that means our world is a world of consequences. People do bad things when they freely choose to live life against the grain of God's created moral design. But the good news of Jesus is that it is not just a diagnosis, but a cure. Forgiveness, the offer of a new heart of flesh in the place of stone, the opportunity to be born again, as it were, to become a new creation, means that the old can go and the new can come. We can have life and have it to the fullest in the totality of who we were always meant to be, people in relationship with God. And what's more, that we can live today now with a hope that there will be a day coming when we will no longer do bad things or have bad things done to us, when Jesus will create all things new. And until that day, we can continue to live and walk and move with purpose, knowing that God has begun that work of renewal in us, and He will see it through to completion.
Do you have a question about Christian beliefs, theology, doctrine, philosophy, or culture? Don't be afraid to ask. Go to drcdean.com/ask. That's Dean with an E.